Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, my guest today is Jonathan Etienne. He is the worship director at Free Chapel. And if you're not familiar with Free Chapel music, it's a worship band from Free Chapel, a multi-campus church led by senior pastor Jensen Franklin. I am so grateful for people who love the Lord and share that love with others and do it in ways that encourages the rest of us to worship. And Jonathan, since you're the worship director at Free Chapel, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question in one sense, but it's one that apparently a lot of people who go to church don't know the answer to. What's the purpose of worship?
Wow. Well, we believe that worship isn't just a song, but it's actually a choice that you make. It's a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you decide to do in life, if you have the compass of your heart pointing to God, to true north, we believe that that's worship. Whether it's working, whether it's studying, whether it's singing, everything that we do, we have the opportunity for a decision, and that decision points to wherever our compass of our heart is pointing to. So we believe that's worship.
Amen. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all for the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
And let me ask you a second question, and that is, who is the audience of worship?
Wow. Honestly, it's always pointed to God.
Everything Amen.
We do, it's always pointing to God. Whether the room is empty or full, whether you're by yourself or with people, the audience is always God.
Amen. And that is something that, unfortunately, a lot of people who are called worship pastors, worship leaders, seem to forget.
Yeah.
Now, I am grateful that my experiences with the worship that you lead is that it does indeed point us to the Lord and offer up a sacrifice of praise that is pleasing to Him. My first experience as a teenager in helping lead worship was one youth Sunday in North Carolina, and I was going to be the preacher, and our pastor, Calvin Thielman, stopped us right before we walked out from behind the platform onto the platform, and he looked at those of us who were helping lead the service that day. He said, "Let me remind you of something. God is the audience. The people out there in the pew are not the audience. Those people are the ones you're supposed to lead in offering worship to God. But God is the only audience. Remember that." And I thought, man, that is so good. I really believe that. And he opened the door, we stepped onto the platform, and Billy Graham was seated in the back. Okay?
Wow.
Now, I all of a sudden, I felt like Billy Graham was the audience. I knew he wasn't God, but Billy Graham at that point was one of the most famous people on the planet. And, you know, this highly acclaimed guy, even non-Christians thought highly of Billy Graham. And to have him in the congregation, suddenly I'm thinking about, what's Billy going to think? What's Dr. Graham going to think? And I had to come back to what my pastor had said. And that is, Billy Graham is not the audience. Billy Graham is not in the audience. God is the audience, and your job is to help Billy Graham worship God.
Yeah, come on.
That put everything in perspective, and it has helped me for the rest of my life. But I'll tell you, I appreciate folks who get that. And my impression of your pastor, Jensen Franklin, and of your ministry through music is that you get that, and you are pointing people to Him. This song that is just come out that you folks released is now being released today as part of an extended play version.
Yes, one of
five songs. The song that you released August 17th was Here I Am. But now today you're releasing the EP, right?
Yeah, we're excited.
I grew up in the day of LPs, and you know, that's the old man's format. But this EP, five song EP called Here I Am, coming out today, and people can find that if they go, well, if they go lots of places. But you've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/freechapel/music, or they can find you on Instagram at Free Chapel Music.
Correct. Right? Correct. Yes, sir.
Well, I am grateful, brother. I am grateful for what you've done, for what you're doing. And this song that is the title of the EP and that was released just a couple of weeks ago, this song talks about what worship really is, because it describes, you know, it's here I am, I lay down my life for yours.
Yeah.
That's what Romans 12 talks about. It says, in light of God's mercies, in light of his grace, you need to offer your body as a living sacrifice to God. That's what this is talking about. That's what the song illustrates and leads people in offering themselves to the Lord. Now, my understanding is this grew out of a message from Free Chapel's pastor out in California, the Orange County campus.
Correct. Yes,
back during the 2016 Forward Conference, right?
It was crazy. It was our pastor. His name is Pastor Ben Prescott. He's the campus pastor of our Orange County campus. And he was at our, he was speaking in a session at our student conference. It's called Forward. Mm-hmm. And his message was so strong. At the time, I was sitting with my fiance, who's now my wife, and we looked at each other and we said, something strong is happening right now.
Praise God.
And we don't just want to sit in this and forget about it. And he literally just looked at everybody in the room and he said, I believe that everyone in this room will be marked by the Holy Spirit, and that your life, the direction of your life, can change while you're in the presence of God. And we couldn't shake it off. And,
praise God.
We thank him for just following the Holy Spirit. And that led to the, you know, just asking God to give us the specific words to write for this simple prayer that, you know, we wrap it in melody, but really it's a prayer.
Amen.
And we just want people to be able to know that in his presence, the direction of your entire life can indeed change. And our response to that, to being in his presence, is saying, God, just like Isaiah, just saying, here I am, you can use me, Lord. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. And you and your wife, Hillary, both worked on the song, wrote that together, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She's a blessing, an incredible writer, an incredible wife. So incredible creative. So it's great. And then a couple months later, Pastor Franklin added the second verse to it, and one of our staff musicians, our music director named Marlon Robertson, he added one line to the second verse as well, and it just took the song to an incredibly new another level. So it's awesome to see that it's actually a song that came from, you know, the house for the body of Christ. So we're happy.
Praise God. Now, you guys began writing and recording your own worship music back in 2007.
Yes, sir. With Pastor Ricardo back whenever we released Moving Forward, and then another one for Power of the Cross. And then later when Pastor Micah Massey came in for the hit song that, you know, a lot of the church knows, Your Presence is Heaven. So a lot of music from Free Chapel. So there's definitely a fabric of history here for incredible worship leaders and songwriters.
Praise God. Well, again, I think it's vital that churches not just hire good musicians who can provide entertainment, but that the church really have good musicians, excellent musicians, who lead people in worshiping. And the only way to do that is to worship when you're the worship leader.
Yes, come on. Yes, sir.
If all you do is get up there and perform, that doesn't cut it. I mean, there, no, now there are congregations who will go for it. They'll love it. They want to be entertained. They're used to being entertained. But God is looking for those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said that's what God's looking for. And if God's looking for it, and he knows all things, sees all things, if Jesus describes him as looking for it, that must mean it's not happening everywhere in all churches.
Wow.
And, you know, because it is not the most common experience. And I'll tell you, as one who has pastored for decades, there are a whole lot of people who come to church who think that the purpose of worship is to entertain them, that what concerns them is how it makes them feel. You know, did we do my favorites this week? Is that my style of music? Was it the right decibel level for me? You know, that just, that's not true worship. That is not worship in spirit and in truth. And so I rejoice when my heart resonates with somebody like you who is bent on worshiping God and as a result in a position to lead others in worshiping God the way that you do.
Man, thank you. God's good, honestly. It's an honor to even be a worship leader at Free Chapel under, you know, the leadership of Pastor Franklin, because the cool thing about this opportunity is Pastor himself is a worshiper too. So we just follow our leader as he's following, obviously, the greatest leader of all time, Jesus Christ.
And, amen.
One thing that we do before we get in any opportunity, any moment, any gathering, is we always set a goal, and we have our goal to say, God, thank you for using us. And we always pray, God, we pray that everything that we're about to present would be a compass to point every heart to you. Whether it's an acoustic set, whether it's just us singing, whether it's something bigger, we just really want people to know that whenever this is done, did we point people to God? And that's our heart. That we just pray that people feel that through the songs, through these songs, that just the spirit of honesty is there to let them know that they can really worship God, and he's right there beside them. So,
amen. He inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Come Brother, on. I am so grateful. I have watched, because I knew I was going to be interviewing you. I watched some of your stuff on YouTube, and I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed seeing Jensen pull out the saxophone.
Always. Oh man, always.
I mean, not everybody can do that. Not everybody should do that. But let me tell you, The sense I got watching that was not that this guy's an egotist trying to perform. It's this is a guy who is using everything within him to honor the Lord, to point people to him. And that thrills me. That absolutely thrills me. Because, again, it's not that common. I mean, there are people in churches large and small. You don't have to be in a mega church. I'm certainly not in a mega church. But I'll tell you this. Whatever you do, you ought to do it skillfully, because that's what God says he's looking for. You read the Psalms, which are inspired by him. It's a songbook in the middle of the Bible. I don't know if all of our listeners know that, but literally, the middle of the Bible, the book of Psalms, is a songbook, because God is looking for worshipers. And in that songbook, he tells us how he wants to be worshipped, what it's supposed to be like. And he talks about playing skillfully. And he talks about joyful, and he talks about shouting.
Yeah.
Now that's for some people, that's beyond the pain.
Clean hands, pure heart.
Amen. Yeah. Clean hands, pure heart. He also talks about lifting hands in the air. I'm still trying to get our church to loosen up. I think we have a bunch of people whose hands have a hard time getting out of their pockets or unfolded from behind their back. I just talked to him about that last Sunday. I'm just telling you, the reason we need to raise our hands in the air is because God said he likes that. Yeah. And if he likes that, then that's what we ought to do.
And it's a universal sign, you know, surrender, adoration.
Absolutely.
Welcome. It's actually a sign of welcome, too.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Sure. When you go anywhere in the world and point a gun at somebody, if they're unarmed, they'll raise their hands. You don't have to teach that.
They're unarmed.
It's, you know, hey, hands up, I surrender. And, sir. And I'll tell you, if you go anywhere in the world, when little children want to be lifted up by their daddy or their mom, they will do the same thing, raising their hands to one who is greater than they are, wanting closeness, intimacy, wanting to be held, wanting to be carried. Kids have that built into them, and we train it out of people in dead churches everywhere. We tell everybody, sit still, keep your hands at your side, and don't make any noise, because we've got people up on the platform to entertain you. And that is an abomination. We need for people not to come in and just go crazy. I had a friend, precious friend in the assemblies, who told me, Jim, he said, some of our churches, people have to wear sneakers so they can get better traction on the walls. And I thought he was kidding till I visited some churches. but I'll tell you something.
Man.
If you are uptight, you need to get free. And if you are just totally loosey-goosey and not focused on the truth of God's word, you need to tighten up.
Wow.
God knows what each of us needs, and God wants to lead us into his presence so that we can experience what we were created for, and that's intimacy with him. And the shed blood of Jesus makes that possible, so we need to draw near. You have absolutely put it out there with this new song, Here I Am. You're calling people to do what God commands, and that is lay down our lives for his life. That doesn't mean we're saving his life. That means that just as he died to save us, now we are to experience his life being lived through us. And you can only do that when you surrender. You can't do that when you're trying to be in charge, you're trying to be in control. Jonathan, if you would, share with me how you came to know the Lord.
Wow. Well, actually, I got saved my second semester in college. I went to a university called Lee University, and all my life I've just been like a good kid, never did anything bad, but I just knew something was missing. It's actually possible to do everything right but still not have everything, and everything is Jesus. And I remember I was playing bass for a traveling group, and in the middle of the service, I just couldn't shake it off. Obviously, now I know who it was. It was the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, I need to figure out who this man is. I know a lot about him. I know the facts, but like I don't talk with him every day.
Mm-hmm.
And literally right in the middle of that service, I looked at my director, and I apologized, and I just got on my knees with my bass. I took my bass off, and I just started praying. I said, God, I don't want to do everything on my own anymore. I know I need your help, and I know that there's something missing, and I want to know who you are. And right there, no joke, I felt like a warm blanket over me, and I just felt the presence of God in that room. And then literally when I stood up and continued to play the bass for the rest of the set, I just knew, okay, something's different. And I went home, and I bought a journal, and I just started writing to God and just saying, like, I want to have a relationship with you. And that's what started my seeking for really the most important relationship of all time, is us with Jesus. So that's how it happened, in the middle of playing the bass in a worship service. How funny is that? I was in a worship service, and I was still trying to figure out if I knew him. And now I can say I know him. So
Praise God.
It's beautiful.
Praise God. Well, I really appreciate your sharing that, because the fact is there are people out there in ministry who still don't know the Lord.
Wow.
There are people out there who do things in God's name. Jesus talks about it in Matthew chapter 7.
He
says, you know, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do this? Didn't we do this? He says, I'll say to them, depart from me. I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. And the fact of the matter is you can be, as Jonathan's described, a person who follows the rules, lives as the Apostle Paul said about his days before he knew Jesus. Yeah. As regard to the law, blameless. I mean, he was following the rules. He was an example of following the rules. But it wasn't out of love. It wasn't because he loved the Lord. It was because he was trying to make it, trying to earn it, trying to do whatever it takes. Just tell me where the bar is, I'll jump over it. But that is not going to get you into heaven. If you think there's something you can do in order to earn God's favor, you need to get saved.
Correct.
And Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Folks, Jonathan has described for us that moment when he was a worship leader and he still didn't know Jesus. And God chased him down and brought him to his knees and caused him to surrender his life. And now he's leading people in real worship.
Yes, yes.
Folks, if you don't know Jesus in a personal way, I would love to talk with you. I would love to pray with you. You can contact us, call our toll-free number, 1-866-41-ABIDE. You can contact us. You can email us. You can ask for information, ask for help. But I'll tell you this, God will talk with you if you'll call out to him. You're welcome to talk to me. You're welcome to call me. But don't wait. Call on the Lord right where you are right now. If you're driving right now, if you're one of our truckers who listen, pull over on the side of the road. Don't worry about the deadline. Something more important is happening right now. You need to give your life to Jesus. And he will never leave you or forsake you. You can depend upon him. Now, tell us about the other songs on this EP that's coming out today.
Yes, sir. Well, one song is called Never Ending Anthem. It's inspired, heavily inspired by Revelation 4, just talking about how worship looks like up in the throne room. So we wanted to experience that here on earth. So that song is about just literally something as simple as saying, God, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Mm-hmm. Our next song is called Perfect Love. It just talks about the love of Jesus, that his love has no fear. There's no fear in perfect love. So we just talk about how people can experience that by living for God. And obviously, Here I Am is coming on the EP as well. And
yes,
another song that we're excited for is Oh That Blood. It was written by another one of our worship directors named Lucas Aguiar. It's very strong, just simply talking about the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice he gave for us to be able to have all of our ransoms paid, honestly, pardon our soul forever and have freedom, true freedom, for the rest of our lives through the blood of Jesus.
Praise God.
And then the last song is Command My Soul, which was inspired by the old hymn, How Great Thou Art, and it just talks about the greatness of the Lord. And the chorus simply says something very simple. Just says, I command my soul to sing how great you are, you have been, and you always will. So it's just talking about the goodness of God and celebrating everything that he's done in the past, what he's doing now, and obviously, because he's always faithful, everything that he's going to do in the future. So those five songs come inspired by scripture or obviously prayer. So we love it, and we're excited to share.
Praise God. Well, Jonathan, we appreciate so much your taking time to come on the broadcast and talk with us. And we appreciate the way that you are helping lead people into the throne room to really know the Lord in an intimate way. Please give my regards to Jensen Franklin. And
please,
folks, wherever you are across this land, or if you're listening over the internet somewhere else in the world, know that the Lord is ready to meet with you right where you are if you will come in Jesus' name on the merits of his righteousness, not your own, but you come in Jesus' name and you cry out for mercy, and you will find mercy right where you are. God bless you, and have a great, great weekend.
Amen.
If you enjoy learning about biblical truths on abiding in Christ, you won't want to miss this opportunity to join Jim Wood as you journey to the land of the Bible, Israel. Preaching since he was only 15 years old, Jim is well prepared to share insights at each location you visit. Plan now for this 2019 trip by visiting wvr.org/Israel. Again, visit wvr.org/Israel to learn more about this April 2019 travel opportunity with Jim Wood.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.